Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 24, the last chapter of 2 Samuel. And in the previous episodes, we've been looking at what David has done. David has determined to number the people, to count the people. And we saw in 2 Samuel 24 that it said that the Lord had done this. And the Lord was the one. But then we saw in 1 Chronicles 21 that Satan had put it in David's heart. So we saw what I believe the understanding of this is, that Satan was tempting David to do this. And the Lord knows it. The Lord knows everything, okay? He knew this was happening, and so he allowed it. He allowed it. And so the writer of Samuel says, hey, you know, God allowed this to happen. So they go out, they number the people. They come back. Remember, Joab, the commander of the armies, had asked David, why are you wanting to do this thing? As a matter of fact, Joab in 1 Chronicles is stated in such a way that he said, hey, why are you doing this thing this pleasing to God? Why are you doing this? Okay. But David decided he wanted to do it. So listen to 2 Samuel 24, verse 10. But David's heart struck him after he had numbered the people. His heart had struck him. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's the same thing when our heart strikes us. We realize we have done something wrong. Verse 10 continues, and David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. So David, his heart struck him, and he realized that he had sinned greatly. Now Joab had told him, why do you want to do this great sin? Why do you want to do this? But he did it anyway. Now his heart strikes him, and he realizes he was wrong. So what does he do? He goes before the Lord. He confesses it before the Lord. He says, Lord, I've done this. I have sinned greatly in what I've done. And then he asks the Lord to deal with it. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant. Take away this sin, for I have done very foolishly. So he acknowledges it as a sin. He acknowledges it as foolishness, great foolishness, and he asks God to take it away from him. So what does God do? Well, he answers, but he doesn't answer maybe in a way that we expect sometime, though he answers in a way that we see a lot. Verse 11, and when David arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, so let me pause there for a moment. So when dawn arose, the Lord spoke to the prophet. He spoke to the prophet Gad, G-A-D, that's his name there. And he was David's seer. He was one of David's prophets. Sometimes a prophet is called a seer. What does a seer do? Take a wild guess. He sees. He sees. He understands. So he spoke to Gad, and here's what the Lord said to Gad, verse 12. Go and say to David, thus says the Lord, three things I offer you. Choose one of them that I may do it to you. So what is God doing? Well, we're about to see that God's going to punish David. And he's given David the option of which punishment. Verse 13, so Gad came to David and told him and said to him, shall 3 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider and decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me. So you see the three things God gives him. Do you want 3 years of famine to come upon you and your land? Or do you want to flee from your enemies for 3 months before your foes, those who pursue you? Or do you want 3 days of pestilence in your land? Well, what's a pestilence? What's this about? Well, let's go back over the 1 Chronicles 21 because it gives us more insight. Verse 7 says this. Now, 1 Chronicles 21. But this word was displeasing in the eyes of God, and he struck Israel. Now remember that the word of the king had been repulsive to Joab, the word to go out and count. That was displeasing the Lord. Verse 8, then David said to God, I have sinned severely in that I have done this thing. But now, please forgive the sin of your servant, for I have been very foolish. So it's a lot of the same parallels, right? He's saying, God, I have sinned severely in doing this thing that I've done. But now, please forgive the sin, because I've been foolish. Verse 9, then Yahweh spoke to Gad, the seer, David, saying, go, you must speak to David, saying, thus says Yahweh, three choices I offer to you. Choose one of them for yourself that I will do to you. So this is very much parallel to what we've read, right? Verse 11. So Gad came to David and said to him, thus says Yahweh, choose for yourself whether 3 years of famine or 3 months of devastation by your enemies while the sword of your enemy overtakes you, or 3 days of the sword of Yahweh with disease in the land and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the territory in Israel. So 2 Samuel 24, it said, 3 days of pestilence in your land. But here, 1 Chronicles gives us far more details. Those 3 days of pestilence are literally 3 days of the sword of the Lord, Lord of Yahweh, 3 days of disease in the land, and of the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory in Israel. 1 Chronicles continues, so now, see what word I shall return to my sender. So let me continue the Chronicles passage. Verse 13, then David said to Gad, I am very troubled. Let me fall into the hand of Yahweh, for his compassion is very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So what was David's response? Well, 14th verse of 2 Samuel 24, it says, then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But let me not fall into the hand of men. So you see that in 1 Chronicles 21 in the Lexham translation, he's saying, hey, let me fall into it. Let me. He's taking this very personal. Let this happen to me. Here in 2 Samuel, he realizes also that it's going to impact the nation of Israel. And he says, let us fall into the hands of Israel. So when given the choice of 3 years of famine or 3 months of an enemy pursuing you, or 3 days of the sword of Yahweh and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory, David chose God. And do you see why? Dave, you see David saying this in various ways in this whole account of David we've looked at. He's saying this, let me fall in the hands of the Lord, of Yahweh, for Yahweh's compassion is very great. Very great. But don't let me fall into the hands of man. And he's saying this, even if the punishment of Yahweh is likely to be more severe than the other two that's listed right here, I will place myself in the hands of the Lord because his compassion, his mercy, his grace is very, very great. Just don't let me fall into the hands of man. So he chose God. What do we choose? Do we choose God or do we choose the strategies and the approaches of man? All right. Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.